The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
It's another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Cold, what's on your mind for a reason? We love to know what's on your mind. I'm Scott Hennen, along with Todd Mitchell, the K-Fire Radio God, and we're here to serve you, our fine listeners. So fire away with your questions. We're going to talk voting. It's easy as pie in North Dakota, don't you know? And any questions you have about voting, absentee, early voting, if you're new to North Dakota, how do I show a valid ID, you know, all those things. Happy to have your questions with a couple of experts today on the program. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Joining us today is Beth Inez, the Williams County Auditor. How are you, Beth?
I'm great, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, I'm enjoying being here, and not just because you have one of the best cafes in any courthouse in America.
Exactly.
But, the people are friendly, and we get to learn a lot today on the program, so that's great.
Thank you.
Actually, I ran into some relatives of mine, some cousins on my wife's side, when I walked in the door, and they had just gotten their flu shots over at the credit union, and they said, well, since we were in town for the flu shots, we had to come for the caramel rolls because they're the best ever here, and you confirmed that. It's really good.
Oh,
right?
Definitely.
Yeah. Really, really good.
Really, really good.
I love that.
Very tasty.
Very nice. And we also are pleased today to have on the program John Arnold. John is the North Dakota Voting Facilitator. How are you, John?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Now, I know what a county auditor does. I don't know what a voting facilitator does, so tell me what your job is.
A lot of my job, I help the county auditors do the elections. We do them every other year. There's a lot of time in between them, a lot of people. The auditors are very busy, as Beth can attest. So this is kind of a secondary job. It's a very important job. I don't mean to make it sound like it's not. So the elections kind of, they need a refresher every now and then. That's where my expertise comes in to help them run that.
How do we do in North Dakota, Beth? Are we pretty good voters? Do we participate?
Yes, we are. We're really good voters, I think. In 2012, there was 11 counties with 71% turnout, which is excellent. We had 52% turnout here in Williams County, which is really good.
That's great. One of the questions I have, and we have many we want to get to, and some calls that have come in off the air as well, and certainly welcome any questions that you do have at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 for Beth or John today. Somebody that's new to North Dakota. In other words, they're working for Hess, and they moved here, and they're living at a Target Logistics crew camp. Can they vote?
Yes, if they have a valid North Dakota driver's license, and they've lived in their crew camp for at least 30 days prior to the election.
So the main thing is people that are new here, working here, they need to really right away, and it's the law, get a driver's license, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. And first question has to do with voter ID, which we're hearing a lot about. Let's go ahead and roll that one, Todd, if you would,
and
we'll get questions.
Regarding this voter ID thing. And I believe that every voter should have an ID. And for these idiots out there that seem to think that ID is not required, evidently they have to look a little bit deeper, because in order to get a job, you have to have two forms of ID. So if the person ain't working, it's their own fault. So I think voter ID is a damn good thing. Thank you.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about that. There are some slight changes passed in the last legislative session, which has been a very robust campaign, and certainly the Association of Counties and the Secretary of State's office, all the auditors are cooperating in getting the word out. And not just because I like pie, I love the campaign, because it's a catchy campaign and it gets you going. Well, what about the caller's point? Beth, you first.
I think that's fantastic. If you're going to vote here, you have to declare yourself as a resident, and you have to get a North Dakota driver's license legally after you've been here so many days. And so that's why we kind of focused everything on our North Dakota driver's license or North Dakota identification card. And then we also make it good for people that have tribal cards. They have their address and stuff. We do acknowledge tribal cards. And there are long-term facility care, like the nursing homes and stuff, they can get a long-term certificate from the nursing home. And also you can get a student ID certificate stating that you are attending college or one of the universities here in North Dakota, and you can use those as forms of ID.
John, you know, political opponents use this as saying, oh, you're trying to limit who votes. You're disenfranchising the voter. What do you say to that accusation?
Well, really, I guess I stay out of the political side of it. My response is the law is the law. The legislature passed it. You do need to have a form of ID to vote. And like Beth said, you have the driver's license, the non-driver's ID, which the legislature did make free now for anybody who does not have a driver's license, as well as those certificates and travel IDs.
And in the case of a voting coordinator and auditors, your job's to implement the law, right? So, you know, it isn't to say should it be, shouldn't it be, but, you know, the vast majority of our listeners say, look, I mean, you want to know the person voting is who they are. They say they are. You take an ID to rent a movie.
Exactly.
So, if you need an ID to rent a movie, for crying out loud, and as the caller said, two forms of ID to get a job, really you're not putting much of an undue burden at all on these folks.
No, and the majority of people traditionally have provided an ID even before this law. So most people already were complying with it.
And, you know, Beth, the thing I've heard from a lot of people is that, you know, this wasn't a problem. This was sort of a solution in search of a problem. From your take, does this give the process more integrity?
Yes, I think so. You know, we've never had a problem with voting here, as far as I'm concerned, in North Dakota. But this just helps it out a lot more. Then at least we know that you are a resident here. You do live where you say you live. And that also, you know, gets rid of the other forms of ID we had, like the utility bill. Some people never paid the utility, so therefore they couldn't use that anyway. So,
I mean, in a state with no voter registration, I could show up at the polls and say, I'm John Doe. And then, I'm talking previously.
Yep.
And then they would hand me an affidavit and say, well, sign this to say you're John Doe. Well, if I'm already trying to lie and vote, you know, illegally, I don't care that I sign an affidavit that says I'm somebody that I'm not, right? So it was a weak link in the chain that you've eliminated.
Exactly. And then you had to send out notices to these people that signed the affidavits. Well, we got a lot of them back because the addresses were wrong, the people never lived there, or, you know, something like that. So we'd get all these affidavits back. So it's really good they eliminated that part of it.
I see the Pew Charitable Trust is ranked North Dakota number one in election administration 2 years running. And the Pew Charitable Trust is no small deal. John, what do you make of that? Why is that happening?
A lot of hard work. A lot of hard work from all the auditors and Secretary of State, myself. Getting everybody who wants their ballot, and making sure that it gets counted.
You've got to have your buttons popping a little over that, Beth. That's pretty good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It is very good. The auditors and Secretary of State and all their staff, I mean, we all work so well together.
There's a lot of questions that I know are on the website. If you go to the vote.nd.gov FAQ page, FAQ, about every question you can imagine is there. So if you do have questions, go there. But we certainly welcome yours as well. One of them that that folks ask a lot is, what are the eligibility requirements for voting in North Dakota? So tell me.
U.S. citizen, first and foremost, you have to be at least 18 years on election day. Also a North Dakota resident and a resident of your precinct for 30 days. If you've moved within that 30 days, you've only been a resident of your new precinct for 10 days, you would vote at that previous residence.
So, again, the obvious things, U.S. citizen, 18 years of age, but specifically, you obviously have to be a resident. And you are a resident as long as you've been here at least 30 days. Huh?
Correct.
Yeah. So, and that really, especially Williams County, there's a lot of people that are new here, Beth, right? That's an important message to them that they're here. As long as they have their North Dakota driver's license, they're a resident, they can vote.
Yes, exactly.
What's your experience? Do they want to engage in the political process? Do they want to be able to vote? I mean, do they take the time to go through the steps, get that license, and actually vote in good numbers?
We do have quite a few that are claiming Williston, North Dakota, as their residents now, and they're going through the steps. The people that really want to vote and the things that are going on in their community or their state, they want to get involved with it. So it's really very nice that they're doing that.
What if someone, again, if they just moved, if they literally just moved, they're not eligible unless they've been here 30 days and get that license. Is that right, John?
Yep, and they'd have to vote absentee from wherever they previously lived.
Got it. I asked Secretary of State Jaeger that, but I'm kind of curious. I know there's an early voting process, which starts when, Beth?
John will have to answer because we don't do the early voting here. We just do absentee, which is...
So is that county by county, John?
It's county by county. Early voting could have started as early as Monday, a couple days ago. Stutsman County is the only one I'm aware of that started that early. I think Burley and Morton County start today. Grand Forks next week. I think Cass County has started today as well.
And early voting, you know, is usually at one location for
one
a certain amount of hours, right?
For a certain amount of hours. It's basically... it's the exact same experience you'll get on election day. You show up, you get yourself checked in, a judge gives you your ballot, you go to the polling booth and mark it, and then you distribute your ballot right into a voting tabulator on election day.
Why do we do early voting?
Convenience.
Just another option.
Just another option for voters, so they don't have to do it by mail or whatever. If they're out and about, they can just stop off and vote in person and get it done with.
Got it. And I want to talk about absentee balloting when we come back, too, and how that works here in Williams County, Beth, if you would. 16 past the hour, short break. Back with more of our questions for the voting experts, 800-228-0550. Don't go away.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover. Featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
My favorite thing in the whole world is hearing a mallard hen in the background at sunup on a cold, clear day. Hunting with your dog, to me, is half of being out there. That's what they live for. Most waterfowlers would say that it isn't about shooting, it's about tricking them. I want the customer to know that I truly want them to have a successful hunt. I'm Wayne Salem, and I'm one of the waterfowl experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Custom Bakken Chemistry, the latest sprayer technology, the best undercarriage wash in North Dakota, and two inside bays. You'll find it all 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash. What do truckers say about you, Megan? Why do they love the North Dakota Truck Wash so much?
We definitely are conveniently located behind Fenix and Stanley, and we can guarantee short wait times, and we just have the chemistry down so then we can clean the truck efficiently.
South of the Pinnacle, Fenix on the truck bypass, Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
What do you think of North Dakota's new voter ID law? We're live at the Williams County Courthouse today with Beth Linus, the Williams County Auditor, John Arnold, the North Dakota Voting Facilitator, answering any and all of your questions. 800-228-0550 on our Facebook page. Jason says, I wish Minnesota would do the same. Kathleen says, I've always had to show an ID when voting here. No change for me. Ron says, an unnecessary change and a waste of money. Sandra says, great law with the influx of people and possible illegals. It's a no-brainer. To Ron's point of it being an unnecessary change, Ron should take that up with the legislature, first of all. But a waste of money. Is it cost you more or less, Beth, as a county auditor in Williams County? What happens?
It hasn't cost me any more money than it did before.
All right, so no impact there statewide,
no.
John?
I suppose you might be referring to the education campaign, but I wouldn't see that as a waste of money because we wanted to get the word out to let voters know that you do have to bring an ID. I think that's money well spent.
Absolutely. And by the way, if you want to know where you vote, if you want to know what's going to be on the ballot, you can, and if you have access to a computer, this is really easy to find at a very functional website. Tell us about that, Jim.
Yeah, vote.nd.gov. Got a whole wealth of information there for you. The big thing, where do I vote? If you're new to your precinct or if your polling place has maybe changed, I know Beth has recently had to change a polling place. In the upper right of that website, you can enter in your house number, zip code, hit search, find your address. It'll point you to the direction of polling place. I'll give you the address of the polling place. There's a little map there to track it from your home based on the address you put in to how to get to your polling place. If you're new to the area, don't know how to get there. On there, there's also your sample ballot, which is going to be a replica of your exact ballot you would receive at the polls. So you can go through it, look through all those eight measures. I think even Wahpeton, I think they've got upwards of 11 measures on their ballot between county and city measures. Take some time, read them, process them. You can fill it out at home. Bring that sample ballot with you to the polls as well. So you don't have to remember the order of yeses and nos. You can just bring that sample ballot and copy it from the unofficial to the official ballot.
800-228-0550 with your questions or comments. Is there eight measures? Seems like a lot. Is it, Beth?
Yes, it is, but we have 11.
You have 11 in Williams County.
We have the
eight statewide.
Eight statewide, and then we have a county measure, which is for a public safety sales tax, and we have two city measures.
Very interesting. So I'd say there's a lot on there.
There's a lot on the ballot.
Kind of another reason for an absentee ballot in my mind, just because it gives you the time to really ponder.
It does.
Do the research, know what they're asking in the way of questions, everything else. How many people have absentee voted here?
We have close to 2,000 people that have voted absentee, and we have about 600, 700 that have brought them in already.
And we talked to Al Jagger earlier, so that tracks with the statewide numbers. I think he said 60,000 statewide. So
people are getting out. They want to vote. Sometimes you have to stand in line during election day, and it gets a little unnerving when you're there on your lunch break or whatever. So this way, everybody says, this way we can take it home, we can study the ballot, do some work on it, and then fill it out, bring it back in, we're done.
Walk me through the process of an absentee ballot.
All you do is come to the auditor's office wherever you live, bring your ID with you. You'll give them your ID, they'll look it up in our central voter file. Power Profile will look it up, and we'll print them out an absentee application. We'll ask them if their address is correct and stuff. We'll print them out an application. They'll sign the application. We'll go back. We'll get them a ballot. We'll explain what to do with the ballot and tell them that the ballot has to be in by November 3rd or postmarked November 3rd in order to be counted. Give them their ballot, and they can either bring it back in or mail it in with one stamp.
And the application utility is also on vote.nd.gov as well.
So you can order one online.
Yep, you can fill out the application online. It'll be pre-filled for you. All you'll have to do then is print it and sign it, and it'll give you the return information for the auditor in your county, so you can mail it back to them or return it in person.
Or you can fax it to us, or you can email it to us.
Question from a listener online, want to know about a student that is at college and away from home. Should a college student use their dorm apartment address or their home?
They have to choose where they want to live for voting purposes, where their residence is. If they do choose to vote, and if it's a university in North Dakota, if they do want to vote at that address, on their campus connection, if it's a NDUS school, they can get the student certificate vouching for their address there at the university. If they do want to vote at home because they still consider that their permanent residence, they can vote absentee by home or at home. They can go onto the website, get that application filled out, and mail it back to their county auditor.
And another one for you, Beth. Can I use a utility bill to prove my residency?
No, not anymore. The law changed. North Dakota driver's license, North Dakota non-driver ID, your student certificate, long-term care facility, and a tribal ID. Those are the only ones we'll accept.
All right, and again, you're going to need all of those. You can't take your utility bill to rent a movie.
No, you can't.
You can't become an employee of a company with a utility bill, right?
Right.
Or any bill of that kind. So that makes sense. And, if, you know, again, the non-driver's license ID is pretty much the same thing. So anybody can get that, right?
And those are free.
Yeah.
And non-driver's ID, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so if you just want an ID to have an official form of identification, mm-hmm. you go to the DMV and that's free.
Yep.
Yeah, that's great. A couple minutes left here. Last chance on any questions from the listeners here if you want to get them in at 800-228-0550. But, John, Beth, anything else you want to tell the listeners before we let you go?
Oh, just one thing in Williams County, as John mentioned, we do have a change in one of our polling locations because they're doing some work out at Montreal Williams Electric, which is out north of Williston, where precinct number 43 votes, and that goes all the way up to Blacktail Dam. They're now voting at the Raymond Family Community Center because, number one, they can't get into it because of road construction. Number two, Montreal Williams is going to be building a new facility. So we won't be able to use it for a while, so another, we just moved everybody.
Another reason to go to vote.nd.gov to just make sure wherever you vote, you think you know where you vote, just make sure it's the same place.
Yep, and it's right on there.
Yeah, very easy. And put your address in, you even give you the directions. John, anything else you want to add?
No, just bring your ID, and for any of your questions, vote.nd.gov.
What question do you get most from the auditors?
Just reminders how to process absentees.
Yeah.
You know, more of the procedural stuff, not any of the, you know, not anything that the public would bring to the auditor.
So if I lived here and I gave you my absentee ballot right now, Beth, does it go somewhere? What do you do with those?
What we do is we take them and put them in the back in little cubbies for each precinct, and then the day before the election, we'll get them all bundled up and we'll take them to the precincts, and so they count them right there at the precincts.
Last election, we had a lot of calls from people say that the voting machines were flawed and only manufactured by two companies. How do you know the integrity of the machine?
Well, statewide, every county is required to do a logic and accuracy testing, which we just completed last week. They have to run what we call TestX with sample ballots, where every candidate gets a unique number of votes so that we know that the machine is counting. You know, a vote for candidate A is a vote for candidate A, not flip-flopping.
Makes sense. Beth, do you have confidence in the machines?
I have ultimate confidence in machines.
Yeah, works good.
It works fantastic.
I think that's one of those sort of stories that goes viral on the internet or something, and all of a sudden you're assuming what you're reading is true, which isn't always the case.
Exactly.
Yeah. I hate to tell you, but even some things people say on the radio once in a while aren't true. So you just got to trust but verify. Not me, of course, but, you know, it does happen. So trust but verify. Some of those stories get a little crazy. Well, very informative. Half hour. Thank you for hosting us. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
John Arnold, voting coordinator in North Dakota. Beth Innes, Williams County Auditor, our guest on What's On Your Mind.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's On Your Mind? 800-228-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications radio network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Free Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Free Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
No, no, no. I refuse to age. How would you like to refuse or even reverse the signs of aging? You can with a breakthrough skincare line that utilizes growth factors and plant stem cells to visibly turn back the clock. It's clinically proven and the results are stunning. Call 1-844-500-0815. 1-844-500-0815. Or visit irefusetoage.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
From the Williams County Courthouse today, talking about how voting is easy as pie. And, you know, when we're talking about voting being easy as pie, I think pie. So they told me the pie is the best ever at the County Courthouse Cafe here. So I'm going to test that out before we leave. And, Todd, I'll be sure and bring you a piece, okay?
Please, yes.
I'll be in Bismarck. I think I have a meeting in Minot at 1:30 with our friend Rex Tensby from KCJB. And then I'm going to come breezing through Bismarck pie in hand. So get out of the way. And then home for a little birthday dinner tonight. So haven't decided where it's going to be yet, though. A little family food fight over that. No pun intended. Anyway, here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. What is on your mind? That's what I want to know. We have plenty of time to find out here the remainder of the program, and a few have called in already during the break. We'll get to those in a moment. In the meanwhile, Richard in Butte has been waiting a while to weigh in here, listening on 550K Fire. Richard, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. I need your help in hopefully getting some answers from North Dakota State. I'm a native North Dakotan, lifelong Republican, retired Air Force officer. In fact, you spoke at our Legion here on Veterans Day, so I don't want any special treatment because I'm a vet, but I do expect our government to follow the tenets of the Air Force, which is integrity first, excellence in all you do, and service before self. This year, I had a case that I presented to the State Tax Equalization Board. The governor was not there, so Lieutenant Governor Wrigley was in charge of it. Then they re-met in September to go over their findings and what the tax department had reported to them. About a week later, I received their one-page decision, and it was so full of errors, it took me 3 pages in response just to ask them for the clarifications on all the errors that they had. The top issue was that they had literally rewritten the state law that they used to get the board of officials to agree with them. That was on the 1st of October that I sent to them. Right after that, I called the Lieutenant Governor's office to try to get a meeting set up with Lieutenant Governor Wrigley because he had headed the board. Excuse me. I was told that the meeting schedules would be the following week. Didn't hear anything from anybody. 13th of October, I called Lieutenant Governor's office again. Said that he was out. The next day, they would schedule the meetings. I sent him some read-aheads so that he would know what's going on. Didn't hear anything. On the 17th of October, I called the tax department. They said that the legal department was handling the answer. They didn't know when they would respond back to me. I called the lieutenant governor's office again. Again, no meeting scheduled, no response. I said, for common courtesy, I said, it's been 2.5 weeks. I haven't got an email. I haven't got a phone call, a letter. No one at the government has even told me that I'm going to get a response. And I was basically blown off. It's like, well, that's the way it is. In my opinion, I have no other conclusion that they're trying to cover it up and slow roll it till after the election, and that the tax department is out of control. Basically, I need any help that you can give me on getting a response from these guys.
Well, Richard, I tend to find that when calls come into programs like this, the most listened to in the radio program in North Dakota, you usually get answers shortly thereafter. So you probably already have folks scrambling in the Capitol to get you an answer. You know, Drew Wrigley is actually our lieutenant governor. He's scheduled to join us on the program soon. So what I will do is forward a copy of this phone call, Richard, on to the lieutenant governor's office, and then I'll ask you to give your information to Sven Snerdley on hold here, and we'll connect you up with an answer. I don't know exactly when we've got the lieutenant governor scheduled. I know it's coming up fairly soon, and so we'll get you an answer. If not before then, by then for sure. Okay.
To make one correction, I said I was a lifelong Republican. After this, I'm not going to refer to myself as that anymore. This has been so disillusioning. It seems that we have an old boys club in Bismarck, and in my opinion, it needs to be broken up, starting with the tax department. So I would urge people to vote.
Yeah, you know, I can't give any commentary it's obvious you're frustrated, and I think obviously your service as a veteran says this is not somebody with an axe grind. This is somebody who just wants an answer to a question, and sometimes the tax equalization board process gets very painstaking. But I don't have enough information to say, one way or another. But I promise this, Richard, we'll get you an answer best we can. And I remember very well spending Veterans Day at Butte at the American Legion downtown. That was a lot of fun. So appreciate that very much. Thanks for the call. Let's see here. Well, we have an incident in Canada. We should probably tell listeners about a little bit of breaking news that's happening. Todd, what do we know what's going on there in Ottawa?
Reports of a shooting at the parliamentary building in Ottawa. Global Radio News reporter Christopher Gooley has the details.
Apparently, there were shots fired inside Center Block, which is the main building below the Peace Tower. There's talk that there may be two gunmen, and the initial gunman who shot the soldier at the war memorial is at large.
Downtown Ottawa and police locked down. They're searching for suspects. Police have confirmed that one soldier was shot. His condition not known. We'll keep you up to date.
Yeah, interesting. Wow. So that story unfolding as we speak, more at the top of the hour. Stay tuned. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. A bunch of calls are coming off the air. Let's get to those in just a moment after we chat with Chad in Jamestown. Listening on 550 KFIRE. What's on your mind, Chad? Chad, are you there?
Yep. Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you. Go ahead.
What is your thoughts on this tax commissioner race coming up?
The tax commissioner race, you're talking about the four tax commissioner, Ryan Rauschenberger, the Republican, and Jason Astrup, the Democrat.
Yep. What are your thoughts on it?
Well, specific to what? The challenge that Ryan Rauschenberger found himself in, or are you talking about how the office has been run? Tell me specifically what you're. I'm gonna vote for Ryan Rauschenberger because I've seen him operate and think he does a pretty good job, and I'm quite honestly appalled that people would use the fact that he had an alcohol problem and noticed that and got help with it and got treatment, shut off the campaign, just did everything to get himself back on track. I'm glad. I'm proud of him. I'm glad to see it happen. And I also didn't care for the fact that a lot of people suggested he wasn't qualified for the job when that wasn't exactly true. And then lastly, while I've seen some proposals that I would think deserve some merit from the Democratic challenger, a Democratic tax commissioner in the state of North Dakota is going to have no chance of implementing anything. So he has all these utopian ideas of tax reform, but quite honestly, all he can do is propose an idea, and that goes to the legislature, and they decide. So a good idea or not, he has no chance of getting it implemented. So, you know, that's my rough take. But any specific issue that you were concerned about, Chad?
Well, you know, it's just, you know, I've been listening to your station and the ads, and they're saying that Rauschenberger's done an outstanding job. And, you know, I don't follow the tax commissioner office in Bismarck like I should, but it's just a little disheartening that they're saying he's doing such a great job because, you know, I never picked on people that have issues, but this is an issue that kind of having the problems he had, that's personal issues that he needs to get taken care of. And I think it's not at the best time in North Dakota right now that we have him in there because he has a serious problem and it takes a lot of time to get over things like this.
And so let me ask you a question, Chad. What do you do for a living?
I farm.
All right. So should a farmer not be able to do his job if he has an alcohol problem, goes to get treatment? And, I mean, these are professionals. This is not an uncommon thing, right? My father was an alcoholic and actually didn't go to treatment once, went to treatment three times. And, you know, had a very, very challenging time. But, you know, he did that while working, while running a business. And, look, there were times when he had to take time off and do it, and he did, and that came first. But he didn't lose his job because of it. Should you lose your job as a farmer because you had a problem and recognized it and got treatment?
Probably not because I'm self-employed, but not when, look at the Williston State College person right now on a leave of absence, if I've heard it right. I mean, I think that's what I heard on the news the other night. I haven't been able to watch the news with Harvest, but how come he was put on a leave of absence and Rauschenberger just gets a no problem, you go to treatment, it's all over with?
Well, again, I think that in the case of the Williston situation was behavior, specifically on the job, that was the reasons that he ultimately was suspended. That has not happened. Ryan Rauschenberger's done nothing on the job that has been inappropriate whatsoever, and has been fully transparent in all of this. I just think you got to ask yourself long and hard if because this person's an elected leader, because they're, you know, and I say this about Republican or Democrat. I mean, even the DUI game. Oh, they got a DUI, they'll step down. Oh, the Democrats love that one when a Republican, ends up misstepping. But then they go, interestingly quiet when the other side. That's politics. I just don't think, regardless of your party, regardless of your position in life, that dealing with a disease, which alcoholism is, as long as you deal with the problem, and he did, an offense worthy of saying you ought to step down. It's my take anyway. Appreciate the call. Norman in Turtle Lake, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm just going to add a little bit to what you said here. As far as getting treatment, I've been through that back in 76, and life has been wonderful ever since. So there is a future. I mean, it can go on from there. But the reason I'm calling is actually two reasons. And one is that when you look at all the court decisions, gay marriage is coming to North Dakota, and we're not going to be able to stop it. So probably what we need to do, the legislature needs to do when they get in session, is to write some protections for people who have an objection to gay marriage, that they don't lose their business or their livelihood, or churches get sued or pastors get sued. And the state should be able to get ahead of that one and put, like I say, protections in place for the individuals. And then another thing I'm thinking about is that we need to zero out our income tax rates for both corporate and individual. And the reason I'm saying that is they probably can afford it now. And if they did that, it would put a stop to all of these foolish initiated measures like Measure 5.
You're a wise man, Norman. All of those issues will no doubt be up in the upcoming legislative session, and specific to the gay marriage question. How about what happened at that wedding chapel in Idaho, and a pastor being forced to host gay marriages or face jail time? Wow. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms ever show. Soil testing is a critical step you can take to help battle SCN. To assist with this effort, the North Dakota Soybean Council is proud to sponsor an SCN soil testing reimbursement program through the North Dakota State University Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are now available at NDSU County Extension offices. Soybean producers can request up to 3 bags on a first-come, first-served basis. Contact your local county extension agent for more information about the soil testing program.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
The days are getting shorter, but the savings at Max Hardware are growing, especially now during the Max Fall Sale. A DeWalt grinder is just $69.99. Havoline antifreeze is only $6.99 a gallon after mail-in rebate. Pallet racking and wide-span shelving are 15% off. And now, Max is your source for Carhartt clothing. The Max Fall Sale, where you find great prices, service, and knowledge for the hard work you do. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
Before you buy, give it a
hometown
try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Well, thank you for all the birthday greetings today, by the way. Beth Helfrich, who is the wonderful executive director of the North Dakota Broadcasters Association, sent me a text. Rusty and Marilyn Ort, that great Purple Heart recipient, a listener of ours down by Canby, Minnesota. Becky Skogan, thank you, Becky. That's very nice of you. David Hamry, a high school buddy of mine from Granite Falls, Minnesota, sent a note all the way from Florida, too, and said, if I'm not mistaken, today's your birthday. And he even remembered that I was joining the 50 Club with him and a few others, so that was kind of cool. All right, folks, let's see here. I got to tell you about MyPillow before we get back to the calls. Slept like a baby last night, thanks to MyPillow. And I'd love you to sleep on the very same pillow that I do, that Todd does. We love it. It's the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. It has this patented interlocking fill that adjusts to any sleep position. I mean, that's the deal. It's patented. They've just got it figured out. No matter how you sleep, this pillow will help you sleep better. Machine washable, dryable, just like your favorite pair of blue jeans. Non-allergenic. The thing stays cool, so you're not tossing and turning. And you know what? It's so good, they back it up with a 10-year warranty. This thing will not go flat. It's a 60-night money-back guarantee to make sure you're completely happy. And right now, when you use promo code SCOTT, you get a 2-for-1 deal on their original classic pillows. And this isn't like $200, $300 pillows. These are reasonably priced pillows. I think the classic is like $60, $70. And the 2-for-1 deal makes it even better. 50% off on a lot of their great deals, too, on travel pillows. If you travel in the car light, oh, you'll sleep so much better. Or on the airplane. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code SCOTT or call them at 800-506-9022. All right, let's get back to the calls. I know a lot of folks have been waiting to weigh in. Would you roll that, the first one we got in a while ago, Todd? Go ahead and roll whatever you want to roll.
Scott, this is Steve out here in my mind. I've got a question for you, and it's kind of pertaining to the voting process and where most residents need to go. Is there a website link or a place that you can find that out? If you could address this, I'd appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Happy to. Vote.nd.gov. It's really cool. Vote.nd.gov. You put in your address, it'll give you literally directions to where to vote. So it's pretty cool. I love that. Next one.
Yeah, this is Ray from Man, and this is what's on my mind. There is something really wicked and deceitful going on. It's really amazing. When something good happens, people thank God for it. God created everything. Should we thank God for Ebola? Big government scams on people like Obamacare, global warming, ethanol, windmill, and so on. You name it. You are born free to be chained with your religion and big government. Have a nice day.
Well, you know, first of all, I think there's a nugget of some wisdom in there, Ray, when you're saying, you know, where does everything come from?
God created right? The flu, too. Are we, you know, what do we do about that? And colds.
Yeah. But you know, I would tell you this. I'm a big fan of St. John Paul. And there's a book out about him that talks about how much he suffered. He had Parkinson's. And the value that came out of that suffering. Right. So there's some redemptive factor in that, too. I've written a book called Grassroots, which is sort of a political book tied to today's political times and how the founding fathers would have reacted. Wrote it a long time ago, not 2010, I guess, so not ancient history, but probably a doorstop in most homes now for folks that did have one. But anyway, the next book I want to write is called Pray for Trials. I always say that. And not trials as in like go to court, but trials as in tough times, trials and tribulations, because you get stronger from them. So, you know, does good come from God? Yes. Does bad come from God? I guess yes. To his point, but it's probably not something we have enough time for in great detail today. Jerry and Minot had a question on the measures. And by the way, we have a Measure 3 debate tomorrow on the program. That's the one that would eliminate the Board of Higher Education as well. Another debate next Wednesday. Congressman Kevin Cramer and one of his opponents, Libertarian Jack Seaman. George Sinner is uninterested in doing debates with our listeners, just so you know. But anyway, we have more debates because we have less than 2 weeks till the election. What's your question on measures, Jerry?
Well, I just would think it would help all the voters, you know, if you could just have someone on just to explain the 8 measures that we're going to be voting on before the election.
Okay. Yeah, well, we're doing those all individually, and I have promised this to many listeners who've called who said, I want to know, you know, shortly before the election, just kind of a quick summary on each of them. Tell me how you're going to vote, Scott. You know, I want to hear it. I've said I'll do that, but I really want people first to have the information so you don't take my word for it or some newspaper editorial's word for it, that you do the information. So we're committed to the following, debates on all the measures. And we're doing them. We're going to then put them on the website so you can listen to them. We're going to do a summary of them, and we're also going to do some short-form things. So like a 2-minute little snippet, here's for those in favor, here's those against. So we're going to do that, Jerry, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Just keep listening. Ron and Minot, let's get you in here quickly.
How are you doing, Scott?
I'm great. What's on your mind?
Well, I just getting back to you on this Rauschenberger deal. I don't know the guy if he fell on me, and I think he's doing a good job. That's not the important issue. The issue is I've been sober 35 years. I've had three different businesses I've done well at, and before that I was a drunken bum. So if you go do something about your problem, then you're under ridicule. I don't quite get it, but I've been in AA 35 years, and it's just been phenomenal. I got 14 grandkids, two great grandgirls, and life is great.
What a great way to end the program, Ron. Appreciate you sharing a little bit of your story, and you're absolutely right. And look, I think most of the commentary from the other side saying, "Oh, you're not fit now to serve," is just political. It's using a disease, and I think it helps when people with real life stories who've been in a position like you, a business owner, share your story and out that for what it is: peer politics. Ron, thanks a bunch. Thanks to everybody here in Williams County at the Cornell's voting in North Dakota. Easy as pie. God bless you. See you tomorrow.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercourt Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks, and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercourt building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercourtbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read
scores of testimonials from satisfied customers, and we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.